This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Parents, you're being told to think twice before pouring yourself a glass of wine or beer in front of your children. For the first time, researchers have found that even low-level drinking can impact on kids. The findings by the UK's Institute of Alcohol Studies shows that children who've seen their parents tipsy or drunk are less likely to see them as a positive role model. Andrew Greenfield, the child psychologist, joins us on the line. G'day, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Ben.
It's hard to avoid this thing, isn't it?
I think it is, but I guess what we're talking about is probably a little bit more extreme levels of you know, being under the influence of alcohol. You know, it's children look up to their parents, they model off their parents, they look for them for guidance. I think we do have to be wary of, you know, our behaviour in front of children, especially when it comes to alcohol, because it can have an absolutely huge influence, I think, on kids, not only just from, you know, not necessarily getting their attention, because their attention is elsewhere, they can feel isolated. But I think they also, kids will look up to their parents as role models, and they're the responsible ones. And it's not about the drinking, you know, in the first place. You know, everyone's entitled to have a good time. But I think it's about responsible drinking and where you drink. And we don't necessarily need to get drunk in front of our kids. It's just not appropriate.
Yeah, so they're saying that, look, if your children see you drunk or tipsy, it doesn't mean that they're going to become alcoholics, but they might be viewing your behaviour as unpredictable. They might be reducing their thoughts about you, I suppose, as far as you being a role model.
Yeah, I mean, I think kids certainly look up to their parents for a whole lot of different reasons. They do see them as the responsible ones, as the ones to be able to guide them in certain situations, and also to be able to get them out of trouble. And I guess when kids feel, again, depending on the age of the child, but if they feel as if their parents have kind of lost that control, in a sense, it can be quite disturbing for especially young children who don't really understand why or what is going on.
It's a bit of an eye-opener the first time you see your parents drunk, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it's something that it's just, I think, you know, there's got to be certain levels of appropriateness for what children should be exposed to, like anything.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
The child psychologist Andrew Greenfield joining us on the line. I must admit, and I want to clear up, I've never seen my mother drunk. Never seen my mum, Veronica, drunk. My dad, well, that would be a different story. And I still remember the first time we were in Hawaii, of all places, and he started riding a luggage cart. You know those luggage carts that are available when you turn up in a hotel to move bags around? And when Dad started riding the luggage cart as a grown man, I remember my brother and sister and myself looking at each other thinking, what's going on here? And yes, we later found out that Dad had had a few wines with a few friends. I don't think it damaged us for life. And I reckon everyone's got a story about seeing Mum or Dad a little bit tipsy after having one or two or three. So if you want to expose your parents, you know where to do it, right here on Sydney Live.